Bank of America has agreed to pay $67 million to settle charges brought against it by Missouri, several other states, and the Justice Department. Attorney General Chris Koster says Bank of America defrauded local governments, school districts, even nonprofits in the purchase of municipal bond derivatives.
There are about 50 entities that are going to be receiving money through this settlement, and each entity is different. Some of them are small school districts, some of them are county governments, but about $2.6 million is going to be returned to investors that have been bilked through this antitrust scheme that Bank of America entered into.
The $67 million is a portion of the overall $137 million Bank of America settlement with several federal agencies. Koster says this isn't the end of the investigation into fraud in the municipal derivative investment market.
I think that it was larger than this, and the investigation continues. My sense is that Bank of America and the settlement that we're seeing here today is the first of several dominoes to drop in this investigation. It's too early to publicly announce where the investigation is going from here, but it isn't over.
The allegations stretch back to 1998. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.